Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning purchasing feeds as we move through the next year or so. I suspect there's going to be a lot of volatility in the prices of feeds in the next 10 to 12 months. This is going to carry over into our forages as well. Since we feed about 50 to 55% of our diet is actually associated with forage and the balance with concentrates, there's impacts on both sides of the diet if you want to look at it in terms of concentrates and forages. So as you make those decisions, what do you need to consider? Well, number one, I hope you have your nutritionist involved in this decision. Number two, I think you need to think about the cost per ton of dry matter. Not just the cost per ton, but the actual cost per ton of dry matter we're bringing onto the farm. Yes, those wet products generally come at a lesser cost per ton, but is it a lesser cost per ton of dry matter? And if our primary reason for including them into the diet is to replace forage, how does that compare on a dry matter basis as well as nutrient basis, which would be the third thing that you need to consider? So again, how can we build the most economical ration that's going to yield the most margin? And this is a critical question. It's really not about the cheapest ration. It's about the ration that will yield you the most margin. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to count margin very carefully as they make feed purchases.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.